we come before your throne of grace. This evening, O God, we want to give thee thanks and praises for allowing us, O God, to come and to gather in your house. Father, we have got so many things to thank you for in this life. Father, even you allowing us to come to have fellowship with the King of Kings, Father, to us is not a small thing. Lord, we know you are the creator of heavens and earth. You are everything to us. But Father, you meet your appointments every time when your children come to gather, even in your house, Lord. While we are still able to gather in this manner, help us, O God, to get everything and receive everything from you that is necessary for our Christian growth while we are on this journey. Father, we want to tell you tonight that we are so thankful unto you for granting to us, O God, an opportunity to know that we can have a better relationship with you. You are our Father. We are your children. This is what you have done. And Lord, we want to tell you that we are so thankful for this. And as we gather, Lord, I want to pray that you take particular attention to every heart that is present around in church. You know our needs. You know our different situations. Even the questions that we have in our lives, you know everything. I want to pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that in the preaching of the word, may you meet every need, so that when you go back home after service, we'll be able to say that it was good that we were in your house. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. And thank you, Lord, because you are so good to us. Father, I pray that you stand in this building tonight and speak to us. We need a change in our lives. Father, we desire to be drawn closer to you. Father, we desire, Father, to have a better knowledge of the one that you worship. Thank you, Lord, Father, for your grace. We commit ourselves into your hands and supply every need, O God, on every hand that is raised. Father, you know how to deal with each situation. We thank you. We appreciate you. We commit all into your hands in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. I'd like to read with you from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, from verses 1 to 9.
Joshua chapter 1, 1-9.
Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying,
Zvino Moses muranda waJehovah wakati afa, Jehovah wakataura naJoshua, mwanakomana waNun, muranda waMoses akati,
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel.
Moses muranda wangu wafa, zvino simuka iwe uyambuke Jorodhani urwu, iwe na vanhu ava vose muende kunyika yandinovapa, ivo vana vaIsrael.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses.
Nzvimbo imwe neimwe ichatsikwa netsoka dzenyu ndakakupai iyo sezvandakataura naMoses.
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast.
Kubva murenje reLebanon iri kusvikira parwizi rukuru irwo rwizi Euphrates, nenyika yose yavaheti kusvikira kugungwa guru rorutivi rwamavirazuva ndiyo nyika yenyu.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Hakuna munhu uchagona kumira pamberi pako mazuva ose upenyu hwako. Ndichava newe sezvandaisiva naMozisi, handingakuregi kana kukusiya.
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Simba utsunge moyo nokuti uchagarisa vanhu ava nhaka yandakapikira madzibaba avo kuti ndichavapa iyo ive yavo.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Asi usimbe nekutsunga moyo kwazvo kuti uchenjere kuita mirayiro wose wandakarayira Mozisi muranda wangu. Usatsauka kwauri kana kurudyi kana kuruboshwe, kuti uve nomufaro pose paunoenda.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Bhuku iyi yomurayiro haifaniri kubva pamuromo wako, asi unofanira kuirangarira masikati nousiku, kuti uchenjere kuita zvose zvakanyorwamo. Nokuti nokudaro uchazviwanira mufaro panzira yako nokubata nokuchenjera.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Ko, handina kukurayira here, simba utsunge, usatya kana kuvhundutswa, nokuti Jehovha Mwari wako unewe kwose kwaunoenda.
Praise the Lord. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful? Amen.
Amen.
We can be in his house. Brother Branham preached or read from this scripture and preached several messages too. And in particular, what we want to focus on is the message, as I was with Moses. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to pick certain thoughts there so that we see what God would want us to arrive at.
Amen. Amen.
We want to looking squarely in the message and rightly dividing the word of truth. Because this message, if we take it nicely and you study it on your own, we are going to realize many of the wrong doctrines or false doctrines that's come up in the message is a misunderstanding of what the prophet was saying in this particular message. It's like the people around different places that believe in polygamy, they don't understand the message of
marriage and divorce.
They think that Brother Branham was saying that each man must have a second wife. One is too many. They don't realize he was describing the animalistic nature which the message is not bringing upon us.
Havana kucherechedza kuti muprofita anga ari kutsanangudza hunhu hwemhuka, izvo iyo message haina kutiunzira hunhu hwemhuka kwatiri.
And the very theme of that book is it was not so from the beginning.
Dingindira chairo rekutanga rebhuku iroro, nyaya yacho ndeyekuti zvanga zvisina kudaro kubva pamavambo.
So the prophet was taking us to the beginning. So the reason why people get to be headstrong upon it is it's not because it's a revelation, but they're already in it. So it's very difficult to pull somebody in what he is in already. It's not revelation. It's circumstance. You force yourself into some circumstance, right? So underline, they don't understand. Sometimes you force the scripture and the spoken word to say what it never said.
Amen.
And in our day, we hear people talking about an eighth messenger and so forth. And they say it is this other man that was sent with a message. After William Branham, there's nobody else that has been sent. We are not waiting for another ministry. We're not waiting for another man. Amen.
Amen.
We are waiting for the rapture.
Finished.
When Brother Branham left the scene, the one who was around here was the Holy Ghost working in the bride. So we're not looking for a great preacher. That is go to isolate certain things and give you some other spiritual vitamins. No. It's right there in the spoken word. Amen.
Amen.
But the idea is you must know your position. God is going to bless you when you know your position. If you are not sure of who you are, where you are standing, and what you are supposed to be doing, the devil will take the better part of you.
Amen.
And we read this scripture this evening,
amen,
where we get to see a crescendo, a message. We are seeing a change from Moses to
Joshua.
Amen.
Amen.
But I want you to notice it's not another Exodus. It's the same Exodus. Amen.
Amen.
But Moses started it.
Kwakatangwa na Moses.
And Joshua finished it.
Joshua akazokupedzisa.
These issues which we are talking about to us are very important. The message of the first Exodus was Moses. Is
that
right?
Amen.
And when Joshua came, he did not bring another message.
Joshua
is that true? He took the same message that Moses brought. So Joshua is included in the Moses ministry.
Joshua ari momunya yeshumire ya Moses anosanganisirwa imo.
Because it is the first Exodus.
Nekuti kubuda kwekutangawo.
Amen.
Amen.
So you must know what happened in the first Exodus for you to know what is happening in the last Exodus.
Unofanwa kuziya zvakaitika mukubuda kwekutanga kuti uziye zviri kuitika mukubuda
kwekupedzisira. Because for us that's very important.
Nekuti kwatiri zvakatikoshera izvo.
We got a lot of types in the Bible.
Tine mifananidzo yakawandisa mubhaibheri.
That you can look at and you are able to find direction.
Unokwanisa kutarisa woona gwara rekuenda naro.
Elijah was told that he must anoint Elisha in his place. Because you are going. You are not going to be two at the same time here. You are going. And when you go, Elisha must be in your place. Amen.
Amen.
And we all know the way this happened. It is the same ministry of Elijah. But the man is different. And before Elijah left, he even asked Elisha, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, I want a double portion of your spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That was his desire. And God honored that. When Elisha came in the ministry, the same God who was in Elijah continued in the ministry of this man Elisha. Amen.
Amen.
And he did double the amount of miracles that Elijah did. Is that right? And in the church age book, Brother Branham said, the spirit of Elijah comes 5 times. And he had to come down to make sure people won't believe in spiritualism. He says it was not the spirit of the man Elijah, but it was the spirit of Jesus Christ in Elijah. So the way God worked in the man Elijah, the way God worked in the man Elijah, he liked it so much until God wanted it to repeat. Is that right?
Amen.
So when Elisha came on the scene, God simply transferred the same spirit. He worked the same way that he was doing in the previous ministry. Is that true? And Luke chapter
1,
we see Gabriel visiting
Zachariah.
It must be verse 17 of Luke 1,
where
Gabriel was telling Zachariah about this boy, this man that was coming. And he said, he will go in the power and spirit of Elijah. So
Zachariah
was waiting to see another performance of the spirit of Elijah. Now in his boy.
Yes.
And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. That's Elias, is that right? Yes. Power of Elijah. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Now, if you look at chapter 4 of the book of Malachi, you see there are two things there. Father to the children, children to the father. So the first part was for John the Baptist. Here it is. Are you reading that? Amen.
Amen.
John was doing the first part of the fathers who were believing Moses' message. The law. The heart, which is the faith. They are being taken to believe the faith of Jesus Christ from law to grace. Is that right? So you see Elijah. Amen. This part in John the Baptist. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. That's the first part of
Malachi.
And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. And to make ready the people prepared for the Lord. Because he was a messenger. Preparing for the coming of the Lord. Jesus Christ. Is that right? So, when John the Baptist came here, it was not a different ministry altogether. It was a continuation. The same God who was in Elijah. The same God who was in Elisha. The same God came into John. Then you are going to realize the same one comes over now. But this time to a Gentile prophet. The first three were Gentile prophets.
Sorry,
they were senior, were Jewish prophets. But the this one of the end time is the only one who is Gentile. Because the last one who go to the 144,000 is another Jew. Is that right? But this one who is coming in our day is a special one. He's a Gentile. Amen. A prophet is the son of man. And this is the only ministry that is able to reveal the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
New things have been declared. So you need a man who must climb up into the thoughts of God and bring something new so that people must know this is another age. Hey, the spirit of Elijah. Brother, people in the Old Testament who accepted the law of Moses, none of them were baptized. Did you know that? Until John the Baptist came. New things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this prophet of
Malachi 4.
Amen.
Amen.
Was selected specially to reveal the word of God. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is beginning to preach, what happens? The mystery of God shall be finished. When this messenger finishes preaching, the mystery of God is already preached. There's no other preaching coming. There is no other sounding of mystery again. Because this is a specially designated ministry. Is that right?
Amen.
Gentle prophet to reveal the fullness of the word of God. Is that true?
Amen.
When Moses and Elijah, when they're coming to call the 144,000, they don't have another message. There is no other revealing of the word. Amen.
Amen.
They will repeat what Malachi 4 preached. Is that right? Because the ministry of Malachi 4 came to gather the people together. The only ministry that can gather the people is the ministry of Malachi 4. So Moses and Elijah, they've got to repeat that one. To gather the 144,000. Because this is the only ministry with the power to change a body. Is that right? A ministry to change somebody's body. Amen.
Amen.
It's not what men can do. This is what God can do. Because the first Elijah had a body change. Is that right? From natural to celestial. You too, by receiving this message. Amen.
Amen.
The same thing is going to happen to you. From natural. Your body, which is natural, which is terrestrial, is that right?
Amen.
Has got to be changed into celestial body. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God that we are candidates of the change. We are candidates, we are the people that have got to have a body change. Amen.
Amen.
We have received the message that has got the power to change somebody's body. Because the message has got the power of the resurrection. This message is a power of transformation. This is the Holy Ghost message. Amen.
Amen.
If you were predestinated to be believing this message of the hour, you are predestinated to receive the Holy Ghost in this day. Because this message is power.
Amen.
Amen. This message is power. And that power is locked up in you. Because the prophet says, I was not sent to make a denomination, but I was sent to make powerhouse. To make a powerhouse, a living body for the living God to dwell in. I will help you, brothers and sisters, to know that he has been so thoughtful of us. He has been so mindful of us. Amen. Amen. But you have to give a message to us. We are recipients of the message. That which was at the back part of the mind of God. He never revealed it to all the other prophets before. Amen.
Amen.
It remained a secret to everybody. Way back there in the Old Testament, nobody received that mystery. But God was waiting for the last day prophet. Amen.
Amen.
So that he might drop the whole mystery of God. So that he might preach that mystery to us. When you receive that mystery, you are receiving the thoughts of God into yourself. Brother, you'll never be the same again. Because it's no longer you living now, but Almighty God is living in you. Do you see the difference? Amen. You are different from everybody else. Everybody else has got 5 senses. If they don't have the mind of God. But this message is bringing the mind of God to you. And that makes a difference. It changes your behavior. It changes everything about you. You can never be the same again.
Amen.
But the reason why people don't live out the message, it remains here. This message is not Bible knowledge. This message is not religious education. But this message is the life of God. When you accept it into your life, from that time, you are different. What does the prophet say in the church age book? He says, when a mortal man, which is you and me, take the word of God into his heart. Amen.
Amen.
And that very word that you put in your heart, you put it on human lips. In other words, you speak it. He said, it's no longer you speaking, but it is deity. Do you see? Amen.
Amen.
You have changed from a normal man, but it is deity speaking. Do you see that? Because we are supposed to write another book of that. How do you write that book? It's not from the head. It's the acts of the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen.
Amen.
What Peter was speaking about, because the Holy Ghost was in him, became scripture. What Paul was speaking, because the Holy Ghost was full up in him, what he wrote, what he said, became scripture. It was holy oracles. Amen.
Amen.
So the letters of Paul became Bible. Is that right?
Amen.
But the New Testament?
New Testament is right.
And the reason why we have it here, it's inspired. Amen.
Amen.
If the same Holy Ghost lives in you and you begin to speak, do you know you're going to repeat the Bible again? You're going to say certain things that you don't even understand. And you're going to be surprised that, oh, what I spoke about, is there in the Bible? Is there in the spoken word? Why? It is the same author again. The same writer of the Bible is speaking through you. Amen.
Amen.
Driving us to a portion when we have got to speak the word. Speak the word. Amen.
Amen.
If that's the third pool, right? Spoken word creation. It's our right. It's the part of scripture that you have got to center on. Is that right?
Amen.
God is looking forward to see you and me living out that part of scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Speak like Paul, speak like Peter. Is that right?
Amen.
Are we able to do that? Are we supposed to do that? Yes. That's a proof that Malachi 4 came. To tend the hearts of these children. That's you and me. Where to? Our Pentecostal
Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Those are our Pentecostal fathers. May God help us. Amen.
Amen.
I feel like I'm having all night tonight.
Amen.
I want you to know. Brother Branham preached this message as I was with Moses twice. Amen.
Amen.
The first time it was 1951. Amen.
Amen.
But the one he preached in 1951 is different from the one that he preached in 1960. Amen.
Amen.
But the same idea. He noticed we are supposed to cross over into something. But 51 was not the time. But 60 is the time.
1960.
Is that right? He preached seven church ages. 1954. Is that right? It was one message. Finish all the seven church ages that he was preaching then. One message.
1954.
Amen.
Amen.
But something said. You preach nothing, man. Come back. And brother, he got a lot of books. And he had to realign the thoughts and what the old Bible teachers were preaching. He told us about the authorities of Scripture in that day. Amen. He says, but God was saying that's not it. The prophet, when he came, he says, God wasn't saying that. Remember, you must be standing in position to be able to identify all the others who are in position. If you're out of position, you think everybody is out of position. You understand? The prophet, he knew he was called to be the messenger of the age. And he was standing in position. And he was able, by the Holy Ghost, to line up all the other messengers from Paul up to himself. Is that right? There were many other big preachers in between in history. Like Polycarp and the rest of them. Is that right? John Knox. You know all the different ones. Moody. Great preachers. But Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham said,
those ones do not qualify to be messengers of the age. But God identified the people. He lined them up. And he knew the different ages. So he had to come back. 60 into 61.
Amen.
And he had to line up the seven church ages. Amen.
Amen.
So he had to re-preach it. Is that right?
Amen.
So we are here now. As I was with Moses. 1960 was the time when the ministry was changing. And he was moving into something. So if you message believer don't realize what the prophet was looking at, you're going to look at something different and you mess up. Amen.
Amen.
We want to endeavor by the grace of God tonight and on. Amen.
Amen.
Just to watch. Why is somebody getting slippery? They slip off into something. Is that right? And he ends up trying to build himself a kingdom. We're not here to build a kingdom. There's one kingdom. There's the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are under that one. And we've got to support that one. Is that right? We've no time for men to build kingdom. What for?
Way now.
And take it where to?
Amen.
Do you see? It's not necessary. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read you on paragraph 5.
Paragraph 5.
As I was with Moses.
Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
But then, last Tuesday morning, about 3 o'clock, something else happened. He says, I was at home and standing before me in a room was a divine one that spoke words that I did not understand. And the time that he appointed is near at hand. And I did not hear him too good, but he was a divine one. Amen.
Amen.
We are not saying we're coming to tell you what the divine one said. We are just saying what the prophet said, right? Amen.
Amen.
And he said 7 more days. And
you'll
stand as Moses stood. Or will be as Moses was. Some of these things are not said for nothing. You must pick up the shadows and types, right? That leaves me one more day after today. That was the 6th. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what that means. I know that he will work it out. Whatever it is, you will stand. Or have to stand. Or be as. Or it was something pertaining to Moses. Amen.
Amen.
I never thought too much about it. I told my family and told some of my beloved ones that I had saw this divine one. Amen.
Amen.
Yet he spoke as a man. And then I noticed that my message of the last evening, the Lord let me choose Moses. And this morning is Moses. And his successor. Amen.
Amen.
And the scripture that I am about to approach this morning is concerning Moses and
Joshua.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is Joshua, this scripture, Joshua and the first chapter,
Joshua, chapter 1,
has always been a very outstanding scripture. Never preached on it in my life. I'm going to try it this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And paragraph 7,
Paragraph 7.
He says, but above 2 years ago, I want you to notice this. Every message believer must be able to know what the prophet said. Young and old, this portion I'm reading, you must listen to this. But about 2 years ago, I saw the Bible in the room. Come down and stand where I was at. This is talking about a vision. Is that right? And a hand from above came down and parted the pages. Is that right? Okay, let me open chapter 1. Yeah, I'm right there. Amen. And parted them out and came down to Joshua chapter
1. Joshua chapter 1.
To the 9th verse. And he stopped. Going slowly. Amen.
Amen.
Up to verse
9.
Says, and he stopped right there. Is that right?
Amen.
I have waited for this hour to approach. To when I would feel that it was God's will for me to speak concerning it. That was 1957. When he saw this vision. And he never spoke about it. And he said he was waiting for the time. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God the time always comes. So that he would speak about it. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet is different from us, was different from us. That whenever we get a text or a message which is exciting to you, you feel like, that's it. I'm going to preach that one. But the prophet was different. Amen.
Amen.
57.
1957.
He saw the vision. He said nothing about it. But now he's talking about it.
Because
that is the time. Is that right?
Amen.
He was a man that moved by vision. We move by excitement
sometimes.
Amen.
Amen.
But he moved by vision. But we thank God that he was led by vision. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Yes. Paragraph 16. And in the 5th verse, and about the middle of the verse, it is written, as I was with
Moses,
so I will be with
thee.
Amen. That is what, if I should call it a text, I would like to wait on a few moments and call your attention.
Amen.
As I was with Moses, so
will
I be with thee.
Amen.
And you notice in chapter 1,
where
we read of
Joshua,
God is encouraging him to make him remember how God was with
Moses.
Remember, the Bible says Moses minister. He was so close to Moses. Up on the mountain, he was there. Is that right?
Amen.
When they were fighting down there and Moses was up on the mountain, Joshua was also there. Is that right? When he was up there and he missed the pillar of fire, Joshua was close by. So Joshua was able to see and he would understand all the pressures, all the glories, every good thing, every bad thing, hard thing that was happening to Moses.
Anga ari pedyo na Moses kuti aikwanisa kuona kumanikidzwa kose zvakanaka zvose zvaitika una Moses zvakashata zvese akanga ari kuzvicherechedza nepadhuze.
So when God comes in to tell him,
saka Mwari pavakwe vachimudza,
as I was with Moses,
sezva zvananga ndina Moses,
so will I be with you.
Ndichavaonewe futi.
I believe if he was talking to you about that, it was going to be an encouragement to you.
Vanga iri kurudziro zvekare.
That he would come at times when he was under a lot of pressure. Amen. But brother, sister, I want to say tonight. Take that scripture to yourself also. The scripture only becomes meaningful when you personalize it. This was for Joshua. He was talking to
Joshua.
But when the prophet took it, with that vision he spoke about, he removed Joshua there and he put himself right there. And it became meaningful to him. But tonight, remove everybody from there. Put yourself right there in the scripture. And you listen to him say, as I was with Joshua, so as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. So you personalize it. Amen.
Amen.
And you say, 2017, he is speaking to me. And I now know, as he was with Moses, so is he going to be with me? As I begin to walk, 2017, I'm not alone. Do you know that Moses was getting his instructions from the pillar of fire? Whatever he did, he waited for the pillar of fire. And somebody from the pillar of fire spoke to him. Was that happening in this age? Yes. This pillar, same pillar of fire that was with Moses, was the same pillar of fire that was giving instruction to the messenger in this day. Are you seeing you are so secure to know it is the same God? It's not a different God, the same one. The prophet didn't have to tell us that on that day, on that day, on that day, the pillar of fire spoke to him. But you know very well. He went up on the Catalinas. Amen. And he was having a burden on his heart about people in his church who married and divorced 4 or 5 times. He says, what must I do? Should I tell them to go back to the first one? So many twists in the marriage. And he says, Lord, what must I do? He told us that he went up in the Catalina Mountain. And when he was praying up on the mountain, the same pillar of fire came down in the form of a funnel. You remember the story? And it will come down. Go up, come down, and God spoke from there and gave him the answer to what he was looking for. And when he got down from the mountain, and he got down to the service station of Brother Ivan. They told him, Brother Branham, you were there on the mountain. He said, who told you? He says, our teacher took us all out of the classroom. Said, come and see this cloud. But the sun of Brother Ivan says, Brother Branham is there. Hey, isn't the Lord wonderful? Amen.
Amen.
The same God who was with Moses was the same God with Paul, and the same God in this entire. So are you seeing we're still in the scripture? It's running in the Bible. Is that true?
Amen.
Yes. He says now. Last evening, we were journeying with the children of Israel all the way from Egypt till we got them into Kadesh. Oh, what a great lesson. What a great thing. As we tapped it, the natural church to the spiritual church. God dealing with Israel in the natural, with the church in these days. Amen. As he's calling out of the Gentiles, a people for his
name.
He is dealing with them in the spiritual. As he dealt with them in the natural. Just parallel one to another. All that God did with them. And all that God did for them. All they did in response. Amen. Falls to us as an example. And we see so far the word has been carried out exactly the same. Amen.
Amen.
How that in the natural, when they got the victories, the victory or two, they settled down to rejoicing and shouting and dancing and praising God just the same way the church did. And now has waited 40 years for the opening of something else. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see where we are?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is so good. Praise be the name of the Lord. Typing the natural church in the first Exodus and the spiritual church in the third Exodus. The same God, the same pillar of fire. Amen.
Amen.
And him sending a prophet.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Yeah, let me take up this quote on,
yeah,
on paragraph 8. And as we think of Moses, this great servant of the Lord, how that at his birth, the place of his birth, God chose him for his work at his birth. Amen. And his life was very much difficult to believe. Are you noticing Brother Bram is speaking in two? He's speaking about Moses, yet he's telling about his own. The way he was born and the way he lived it out. Amen.
Amen.
Because he's a man and he wants to live it. He wants to live it one way, and the Spirit of God leads him another way. What foolish decisions, seemingly, that he would make when, with a foot on the throne, to be heir of the whole world, of the world, and take another
sign
to become an outcast or a wanderer. Seemingly, mentally, it would be a foolish thing. Amen.
Amen.
But we find a great lesson in there. That men who follow the Spirit is foolish to the world. Because they are of another kingdom. Led in another way. Led by the Spirit. God, let that be me and all of you that will follow the leading of the Spirit. Amen. Regardless, watching God's promise, waiting for it to be fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
So, are we seeing Brother Branham putting Moses in his place?
Brother Branham, is that
right? And we see them 40 years from Egypt up to Kadesh Barnea. It could have taken maybe 3 to 5 days. They will be there. But God did not want Egypt, which was in the people, to be transferred into
Canaan.
It was going to be another province of Egypt. So God didn't like that. He's a separator. He's not a mixer. Is that right? So when he pulled them out, he pulled them on a long journey. Is that right? So that Egypt must die in the wilderness. their leeks and garlic and melons, it was all going to be finished in there. They liked it. Because even the Bible says they were just thinking back of the watermelons, the leeks and garlic that they had in Egypt.
So
when they started in the Exodus, they had bags and bags full of seed to plant when they get to the other land. God was looking at all those
beggars.
These seeds are going nowhere. They are going nowhere. Amen.
Amen.
But we dramatize like this. Because when the pillar of fire stopped, they all stopped. And they put tents. And they would wait there for months. And it rained. And they put seed in the ground. Amen.
Amen.
And God allows it all to grow.
Amen.
And God is watching. They see the flowers, they're happy. Our melons are coming. So when the little melons are coming, and the little leeks and garlic and everything, they were rejoicing that they were having more. Then the pillar of fire started moving. So they left everything to the Hittites, to the Moabites. They started eating that, and God sees the seed is half. And these guys are not learning. They're going to stop again. They're going to sow again. And I'll let them move. By the time they go to Canaan, no more seed. Amen.
Amen.
When you started in this Exodus, you had temper like your fathers or your grandfathers. That was the big bag you were carrying. But when God was looking at you, this bag of temper is going nowhere. Temper is not going in the rapture. God has got ways of offloading it. Brother, whatever was your burden in the flesh, when you came in the message, God has got the power to offload everything. Amen. Until rapture day, no Lord again. You must have a body change. No temper in you. No boast. You do, all those demons are gone. Is that right? Like Mary Magdalene, we had seven of them sealed up, and all of them disappeared. She was a follower of Jesus. And this message has got the power to push away every demon that has been living in you until you are so different. Amen.
Amen.
So different from your people. Your people are so argumentative. Your people are so critical. But you are no longer. So, but this one is different. This one is different. Is that right?
Amen.
Your whole clan is witches and prostitutes. But this message has come to clean that out of you. If it wasn't for this message, brother, you're going to be like one of them. Amen. But God has changed that. We're different by the grace of God. Amen. One thing for sure, if you are seed and called of God, it doesn't matter what you are like. It doesn't matter what you are in. God is going to pull you out. You are going to make it. You are going in the rapture. I don't care.
Handina basa.
What doctrine you are swallowed up into. It doesn't matter.
Handina basa.
What ism you are in.
Zvitendwa zvauri mazviri.
If you are seed of God.
Kana uri mbeu yaMwari.
Brother, he's going to pull you out.
Vachakudzura kubva imomo.
You are going to be perfect.
Uchava wakakwana.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
It doesn't matter what is on your life. But this message cleans you out. And he will make you perfect. Amen.
Amen.
And you've got to make it on that day. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Rapture time. Whatever is a bother to you right now, it won't be part of your life again. Because our God is determined to make sure you must experience the rapture. Do you believe that? Yes, I believe that. I want to read a quote, I won't be too long. I want to read here from 3rd Exodus. A quote that is going to make you remember all the days of your life. That what God did in the first Exodus, he repeats in the second Exodus. And he repeats in the third Exodus. Because you are students of Malachi 4. Types and shadows. You look there, then you understand this. Are you see? This is how we read. This is how we must understand. You read the, you look at the shadow, then you look at the reality. Amen.
Amen.
So what he's telling us in this quote, what he did in the first Exodus, he did the same in the second. And this is what he's doing now. The people are different. Is that right? The players in this game are different. But the play is the same. Is that right? Just like Elijah was different from Elisha. But what was in both of them was the same. Does God do that? Yes. That's what he's doing now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What did he do? This is third Exodus. Is that right? What did he do? The first Exodus. He sent a prophet anointed with the pillar of fire. And he called the people out. Amen.
Amen.
That was the first Exodus. How many did you read here? A prophet? Pillar of fire and the called out people. First Exodus. Second Exodus. A prophet Paul. Pillar of fire and the people to be moved from Judaism into Christianity. Is that true? In the last Exodus, we have got a prophet, the pillar of fire, and the people. Is that right? To move you to a change of the body. This is where the third Exodus is taking us to. I want you to remember that. The first Exodus, it was from one nation to another land. Another land, one land to another land. Egypt and Canaan. Is that right? Because it's natural. But the second Exodus became religious. Is that right? From Judaism to Christianity, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because Christianity is not going to church. Christianity is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. From Judaism to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you don't want to be baptized of the Holy Ghost, that's not Christianity, man. You are just a church goer. But Christianity is when you get baptized of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Then the third exodus is to take you from where the second took you to. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. To change of your body. As long as you are still in this body, the third exodus is still on. Amen.
Amen.
It only ends up when you have a change of the body.
First
exodus. As long as they were eating manna, they were still on the exodus. Are you getting that? The manna sustained them until the exodus came to an end. What happened? The Bible tells us when they got in the new land, they ate the old corn of the land. Is that right? And the Bible says, and manna ceased. Amen.
Amen.
When we have a change of the body, there's no need for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What for? You got a body change. Is that right? Because the Holy Ghost changes your body. You don't need a second one. Oh, God is good. Isn't he, brother? Yes. Prophet. Pillar of fire and the people, and this is where we are. So that's the picture of the first exodus. That was his first exodus. And when Israel's time was up, he sent again a God prophet with a pillar of fire. Is that right? John saw it descending from heaven. Amen. Like a dove. And he said, I go to God and I return to God.
Okay.
After his death, burial and resurrection, Saul of
Tarsus.
Amen. On his road to Damascus. Saw that same pillar of fire. And him being a Hebrew, well taught in the world, said, Lord, who are you? Amen.
Amen.
He knew it was the Lord. The pillar of fire. He was a Hebrew. Who are you? Why? He saw that with Moses. He says, I am Jesus. But you see, the one who was with Moses, the one that was in the pillar of fire with Moses, he did not say, I am Jesus. Is that right? But after the change of dispensation, to the day of Paul, the same pillar of fire is a house, is a covering of God. Is that right? So, God, who was in the pillar of fire in the day of Paul, he had come on the earth to attain a body of man and was given an earthly name called Jesus. Is that right? Died, buried, resurrected, come back again in the form of the Holy Ghost. And he meets Paul when he's covered in the pillar of fire, the same Jesus. Is that right? But in the days of Moses, he was not Jesus yet. He said, I am that I am. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was the father. Is that right?
Amen.
This is the sonhood dispensation. Is that right?
Amen.
And he meets Paul in that dispensation. This is why the people in the message, they don't believe in three gods. They know what is happening behind the scenes. God changing offices. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he comes in this manner. This is what he did. Praise God.
Amen.
And the prophet says, second exodus. Is all right?
Amen.
He brought a prophet, anointed, which was his son, a God prophet. Moses said he would be a prophet and had the pillar of fire and done signs and wonders. And that same prophet said that whosoever believeth in me, the works that I do,
mabasa andinoita,
shall you do
also.
Amen.
Amen.
And here, he promised the same thing in the Exodus, in the last days, and he cannot change it. And by scientific proofs, by the witness of the Spirit, amen, by the works of the Spirit, we see it today. Scientific proof. Scientific proof. Is that right? He said the great pillar of fire moving among us, and the signs and wonders of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, calling a people, hallelujah,
amen,
from denominationalism into the presence of Jesus Christ to live, going to a land. There are no mistake, friends. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just your brother. But it's what God is proving to you. What makes it the truth? The same pillar of fire he used for the other two, he has brought it among us, among you, today, and proved it by scientific. As you know, the Life magazine pegged it last month over there.
Life magazine.
Is that right?
Amen.
Two magazines carried the issue of the cloud. Is that right?
Amen.
The Life magazine.
Life magazine.
Amen.
Amen.
Is one of the magazines that carried it. Life magazine. And the other one was Look magazine. You look and live. Hallelujah. The Lord is wonderful, brother. Amen.
Amen.
We give him praises. Amen.
Amen.
So what he did in the first Exodus is what he continues to do in the last Exodus. Amen.
Amen.
So this is where we are. In the first Exodus, we see Moses. We see the pillar of fire. And we see the people moving out of the land. Amen.
Amen.
Going to Canaan's land. In the last Exodus, we are seeing the same thing. But when you look back in the first Exodus, Moses was born in Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
And Moses,
Moses
never set foot on Canaan. God made him to stand up on the mountain before the cross the river Jordan. And before he died, God said, come stand here. Look at the land you were talking about. At 120 years old, Moses' eyes were never abated. Hey, brother,
amen.
He could see from Dan to Beersheba when he was up on the mountain. Amen.
Amen.
The land that is bordering with Lebanon, and all the way down to the Red Sea in Eilat, he was seeing everything.
I wanna see Moses as you wanna.
At 120.
I never caught 120.
You know the Bible tells us about Abraham.
Bible Abraham.
The Bible says Abraham was well smitten.
Abraham anga kwegura roa ne makore.
Yeah. He was beaten, smitten by age. Amen. You are one among
Amen. How many have smitten you?
With all the wrinkles you have.
How many have beaten?
But Moses,
as Moses,
his sight was never abated. You are changing glasses. I don't know how many times every year Moses never put them on. Amen.
Amen.
These are the two old people that we know. One was well smitten in age, the other one never abated. Amen. He didn't die of old age. He just had to go. Is that right?
Amen.
Angels picked him up. This is why he had to come back. Up on Mount Transfiguration. Amen. Amen. Oh, but we are the rapture group. Amen.
Amen.
So we see Moses. He never went into the promised land. But it is him that gave the order to divide the land. Amen.
Amen.
And here we read about Joshua.
Chapter 1.
And Joshua is stepping out.
Joshua.
After he got ordained and pushed into the ministry, and he steps in, and he's not coming in like starting slowly, but he comes in full force. Is that right? Because as soon as God told Joshua that as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Amen.
Amen.
And he went to the people. He sent some people on horseback with trumpets.
Said,
tell the people, 3 days, clean up yourselves. We are going. So the appearance of Joshua on the scene, it meant no more going round. Because they were just moving up, round and round in Kadesh Barnea. Same place. They go, they come back, same place. Aaron dies, they go, same place. Miriam dies, they go around same place. Until all the Madalas, they were covered in the hot sands of the desert together with their Egypt. Amen. But the moment Joshua came up, remember, there were only two, Joshua and Caleb. Of the 2 million that crossed the Red Sea, only two, Joshua and Caleb, were the only ones who were alive. The rest were born free. The rest
will
bring them in. They were born in the wilderness. Hey, brothers, do you know that the born free is here are getting to be more than us? Yes? Let me see the hands of the ones who came in the message. Not born in the message, but they came into the message. Listen. Look at that. Praise God. It's a lot of hands. The ones that were born in the message, let me see.
Bring them in.
Okay. If it was Sunday, I know we're going to be beaten. Yeah. These young guys are getting to be more than us. Amen.
Amen.
That's fine. The message is turning the hearts of the fathers to you. You children must have the hearts of the fathers.
Yeah.
Straight away, Joshua, when he was told, the prophet said, he felt the responsibility of duty. Amen.
Amen.
That God is looking upon me. And all the people in the camp, they are now watching me. What I am going to do to take the people across. So he says, 3 days, we are going. Are you seeing the idea? Yes. 3 days, let's go. Amen.
Amen.
So, Joshua,
Sir Joshua,
though he was born, I mean, he was born in Egypt, but he's going across. Is that right? We, brother, sister, got to cross over. We have got a message of crossing over. Let me read this before I close. Amen.
Amen.
As I was with Moses.
Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 31. One time, it was said that the Ballard Flower Company hired a man.
Ballard Flower Company
Flower. And he was going to sign his name, and the man had no eraser on the end of the of his pencil. And Mr. Ballard said to him, why haven't you got an eraser? He says, I don't make mistakes. He says, then I can't use you. Because if you can make if you make a mistake, then you don't make mistakes. You won't do nothing. That's true. God don't hold you responsible for your mistakes. Amen. He holds you responsible for your willful sin. Not your mistake. Are you getting that? He that sins willfully, after he has received the knowledge of the truth, but a man that's going to do something, he's going to blunder. He's going to fall. He's going to make mistakes. But if he really divinely called, and God in his heart, he'll rise again. Is that right?
Amen. This is it.
Yeah, this is what we would like you to know.
Those are not mistakes.
We make mistakes. There's nobody who says me. No, I don't make mistakes. If you say you don't make mistakes, you will never work in Ballard's company.
Amen.
You also won't work in God's company. Accept that you make mistakes. You must accept that you blunder. But after you blunder, you will never remain on the ground.
But you're
going to stand up and continue on the battle. I dropped in this one so that you get to realize there's nobody that says me. I'm infallible. No. We all make mistakes. If you know that, then life can go on very well. Then your friendship will continue. Because you know he can make a mistake. And this is why there's the word sorry. If you want your home to continue, make use of that word sorry. Is that right? In the church, if you want life to continue,
you
must use the word sorry. Is that right? That is the eraser that we know of. Sorry is an eraser. There's some people, brother, who don't want to say sorry. They don't even want to. Because they feel they're above everything. You don't do that. Accept. Amen.
Amen.
Let's finish this part. And to Joshua, the new commander of the army, after Moses had passed on, Brother Bram is calling him a new commander. Because Moses was the commander. And there's a new commander here. Seeing that God stayed with him in his mistakes, he held his commission up. No matter what Moses done, it was Moses' office that God respected. He was a prophet.
Amen.
Amen. He was above all the prophets. He was really more than any prophet. When his own sister laughed at him for marrying an Ethiopian girl, he called them together and says, don't you fear God? Amen. Said, if there be one among you who is spiritual or a prophet, I'll speak to him in vision. Amen.
Amen.
and make myself known to him in dreams. But it's not so with Moses. I speak lip to ear with him. Don't you fear God? See, that's not a good thing to tramp upon God's people. You hurt God. You hurt him when you do so. God had commissioned
Moses.
His failures meant nothing. Amen. Amen. I like this part. Don't you trample on God's people. This is not only talking to leaders or pastors or whoever. Whatever you are, you must never step on people. Don't you ever think you are higher than anybody. This is why we do feet washing. To remind you that you are not a lord. You are not chief above the people. We are God's children. If you want to tremble on God's people, you are hurting God. And when you do so, that's not right. Do we get that, brother, sister? Amen.
Amen.
We are God's children. And there's no Lord above us. Amen.
Amen.
May God help us.
Amen. Amen.
So, God had commissioned
Moses.
His failures meant nothing. God knew his heart. Whose heart? Moses' heart. Because it's God that sent him. Praise the Lord. The part that I want you to notice is the first Exodus. There were two people there. There was Moses first. Joshua carried over.
Na Joshua akazotora kuenda mberi.
Amen.
Amen.
And Joshua did not have his own message.
Joshua haana kuya nemaridzo yake.
He simply was pointing people to Moses.
Aingo nongedzera vanhu kumaridzo ya Moses.
His message was Moses said.
Maridzo ya Joshua yaiva kuti Moses akati.
Are we getting that?
Ndirikuzvibata.
That was a message of Joshua.
Ndo yanga iri maridzo ya
Joshua. He didn't have another one.
Anga asina yake imwe.
He was coming to accomplish what Moses had already spoken about. Amen.
Amen.
We're in the end time too. Another Exodus.
Amen.
Amen. Our prophet, our Moses, has come and gone. Amen.
Amen.
We are not trying to identify who is the Joshua. We don't have a man called
Joshua
who is going to come and carry over. You might change your name to Joshua, that's fine. But we are not talking about you. Is that wonderful?
Amen.
So many have changed their names. That's good. You must be identified with the scripture. But we're not looking for a man called Joshua. Neither are we looking for a man.
Amen.
But we are seeing a continuation of the same message that was with William Branham. Because the God of William is not dead. He is alive and is still continuing with the same works that he was doing. Amen.
Amen.
In our Moses of our day. God bless you. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah. Oh, may God help us. Amen.
Amen.
We want to make sure that the Lord will undertake for us. There's an old song that we used to sing. It is love, love, love.